I didn't realize that's what the prostate exam was.
Yeah,
what did you think it was?
I opted out of that one.
What did you think it was?
I just kind of pressed your belly and thought, oh, it's not there.
A prostate exam through the belly.
I thought they did that to old people when they told
them
to
cough. Press your belly and then that's what you thought a prostate exam was.
Like a scan or something, I don't know. I thought it'd be less invasive.
No, it's a finger up the bum, is a prostate exam.
Like, I wonder if they do a reach around and do both at the same time.
Hello, greetings, and welcome to Killer Rabbit Podcast. It's Yorkshire's number one alternative news podcast, starring me, Sam, yes, and Mr. Adam Chase, everybody. He's over there. Lizzie, Adam Chase, yeah.
Yeah, look at all the people who have appeared in my ears.
And in your front room.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just everywhere.
They're so loud, these people.
They're just drowning everything out. Yeah, I can't even talk.
Stop clapping.
Stop it.
Can you all stop clapping, mate?
Stop.
It's not stopping! They're not stopping! They're not stopping!
Why are they not stopping?
I've let go of the bun!
I can see that!
Oh. Oh. I need to press it again.
You still need to learn how to use that,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's a dangerous weapon in the wrong hands. And my hands are very wrong.
I was going to say the abrupt applause was back, but I was wrong. It was extended applause.
Extended
the
abrupt.
Longest applause ever.
Director's cut applause.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like being applauded.
It was horrible, that, wasn't it?
It's all... aggressive applauding.
Well, we appreciate you turning up, but can you all please leave Adam's room now?
You're not allowed in here.
We've got a podcast to do. We appreciate it.
You keep
reception.
Saying Adam's room. This is the studio.
Yeah, it's known colloquially.
Colloquially?
No, that's wrong.
Colloquially.
There we go.
Colloquially
is known as Adam's room.
It's a cool studio name.
It is, absolutely. Used to be the Casa del Chase studio back in the day, but no longer. We've got Benson here as well, everybody.
Can you
come back? Can you come back, please?
Guys, come back.
They're coming in. And there we go. We got Benson.
Yay.
I know how to stop it now. Okay, I just press the button like this, and then they've gone.
And they're gone.
That's good.
They've all disappeared.
Get out.
Get out now.
No, you're not getting paid. You didn't do a good enough job.
Can we get that cow out as well?
No. Bessie's allowed to stay.
The cow is the one that herds all the people out. The table's having
the cow's the cows, bouncer.
The cows herd the people. What kind of backwards land is this?
It's some part of the deepest, darkest depths of the agricultural internet.
The agricultural internet.
Is that a thing?
Just farmers.
A farmers net.
Farmers.com. It's like a dark, it's the green web. That just sounds like it's got cannabis connotations to it. So, what else could you call a farmer thing? Think, come on.
Rural net. So,
rural net, there we go. You can buy tractors on the rural market.
So, yes, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for listening in. It's good to have you here. Now, gentlemen, how have you been? Because you've been away, haven't you?
We went on a little holiday.
We went on a holiday.
You went gallivanting, didn't you?
We went gallivanting. All the way over to the land of the free.
And the home of the...
Great.
Oh, no, I was going to say twice.
And I can guarantee that nothing is free.
Nothing is free.
Nothing.
At all.
The best things in life are free, though.
Well, what's that? Tell me
what's the best thing in life?
Air's pretty good.
The polluted and ruined air is free.
Well, it's not actually, because if you drive a car in certain places, you have to pay to use to pollute that air.
Oh, clean air zones.
The zones
of air cleaning.
It's very true. So, yes, I've been waiting to ask you about it because you've been back a while now.
And I've been back a whole week.
I know, I didn't want to spoil anything.
In fact, we landed about a week ago now.
I've been waiting to find out all about it. So, tell me everything.
Well, where can I? I think
you should start on. Dear one, or maybe
so
before you went.
It was 1994.
Didn't you have some plane drama?
Oh, we're going, shit, I forgot about that. That was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll set the scene.
Do, set.
So, as a prepared traveler, we stayed at a hotel near the airport the night before.
A hotel that I passed on my way to work the morning.
So we
waved. No! I love to work and then.
Yeah. So yeah, we stayed at a hotel. Other hotels are available.
You didn't name the hotel. Yeah. So.
Just a hotel.
Premier Inn for people.
Oh my God,
interested.
The word hotel is trademarked.
Big red building.
Yeah. And we got there.
Lots of rooms.
And we got settled in and it was all well and good. We sat at the bar, we got a pint, and then I got a text message. And I'm going to read the text message out word for word. So imagine you're traveling in less than 10 hours from that point.
Could you read it in the voice of who you would imagine might send such a message?
Nope, because I'll be done, I'll be in trouble.
How about we get Bensonito to read it?
No, I need to read it in my voice because you need to
this
get...
This is how angry so this, he is. This is how angry. It needs this, to be serious.
So we're flying all the way from England to America. That is a long... travel.
Some would say,
not space travelers probably, but your general international commuter would agree that America is quite far away. Hmm. It is not physical pond.
How far is it to Vegas?
It is 11,000 kilometers.
Time-wise, nobody cares about
kilometers. 10.5 hours.
10.5 hours, there we go. Long travel.
Traveling at 525 miles an hour.
35,000 feet.
38.
Ooh,
yeah, it did get pretty high.
None of this 35 shit.
We're in 350, they have a higher altitude.
We were higher than that.
So,
we fucking zoom in.
And this is how good the customer service is of the unnamed company, British Airways. thankfully, other airlines are available. So we're about, you know, we're getting settled. We're going on holiday the day after. We're excited. We're sorry, the BA-285 on 20 Sep.
London. That's 20th September, I assume.
20 Sep.
Yeah, right.
London Heathrow SFO is cancelled.
That's all it says.
Cancelled.
It's cancelled, but they wanted to then make a point that so it then says, travelling to or from a different point may incur additional expenses BA will not cover. So your flight's cancelled and you can't move. So about 10 minutes after this panic text comes through, I get an email.
It's not a panic text.
It's a panic text. It made me panic.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have been panicked.
It's not a panic text.
About 10 minutes after.
The text is quite chilled, actually. It's just like, it's cancelled,
mate.
It's cancelled, but if you move, you will be charged. They get an email that says,
moving from the bar to your hotel room is not allowed unless you pay us money.
Money.
So the email says, your flight's cancelled. You need to go on the app immediately to arrange another flight. So you go on the app. Because the flight is in less than 24 hours, you must ring this number immediately. So we ring the number. If your flight is... This is an automated message when you ring this number. Nope, no human, just a human who recorded it originally. You must email this email address immediately and we'll be back in touch. This is T-minus 10 hours.
This is one of those things where you need to speak with somebody
immediately,
isn't it? Immediately.
So then I'm like, what do I do? So I had another pint.
Obviously.
To calm my nerves a bit. And... eventually, this woman did ring us and said, is there a reason you're going to San Francisco before Vegas? Because we were flying to San Fran before Vegas. And I went, what's the reason? And I went, because that's what you booked us onto. And she went, no, I mean, do you have to go there? And I was like, well, I prefer not to, but I prefer to get to Vegas. So then we did get booked onto a direct flight. So the positive is we paid a lot less money to fly indirect to get the direct flight. However, we had a 6-hour layover in one of the world's busiest airports.
With no smoking areas.
No smoking, expensive drinking, expensive food. You know, a meal deal in London is £15.
That's a cheap one.
And you're not allowed to leave the airport either because you're then a terrorist. If you leave the airport, you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
So we sat there for 6 hours and it's like you're in that mood of you can't get too drunk. Because you're going to be on a flight.
Oh, yeah, they won't let you on the plane.
They won't let you on the plane. And I'm sure they'll be very, very happy to...
tell you you're not allowed.
Yeah, not you.
No.
So we had to stay relatively sober. And then we got on the plane.
6 hours without smoking to get on a 10-hour flight with no smoking.
Yep. And then the flight itself out was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. That was chill.
We got a seat in between us, so we got a whole row to ourselves, which was nice. So we got there. So let's skip the flight path. And then
we got a lovely meal and we watched a few films.
No, we didn't. The meal was shit.
Meals were terrible.
The
terrible
meal was garbage. Anyway, so that was the plane trouble. So yeah.
Then we got there.
About
the trouble kind of ended at
9 p.m. We're at 9 p.m. ish.
Yeah, Vegas time.
We've been up for 24 hours plus at this point. got the bags into the room, and then went and partied for 7 days straight.
Nice.
Very expensive. It's not the land of the free. Vegas is actually clawing all this free stuff back for the rest of America.
Pricey. It's like $9 beer.
Yeah, you want a bottle of water? $20, please. It's cheaper to drink.
At one point, we ordered 2 drinks in these flasks. 40 ounces. It came to like $90.
What?
Yeah, two big frozen cocktails. Like
frozen cocktails.
It was advertised at $30 a piece, which... Yeah. Sam, do some maths. What's if you're buying 2 drinks at $30 each, how much is that?
$90.
$90. No idea why. No,
we just paid it.
Yeah, well, of course.
You don't argue with it. You get a shot. So it was really warm.
Oh, it was so hot.
It was so hot. The air conditioning is America. Well done on your air conditioning.
We went on the big Ferris wheel, the high roller.
The high roller. It's like the London Eye, but bigger. Yeah,
but you pay for like a free bar cab.
There's a bar in the pod with you.
Oh, right.
And a bar made in there.
And she'll tell you about what you're seeing as you go around, but then she'll pour your drinks. And she introduces to a drink.
That's a casino. That's a hotel. That's a hotel. That's a casino.
That's a swimming pool. Yeah. As part of that hotel.
That's somebody getting married.
Basically, that's exactly it.
Yep.
And she introduces to a drink called the green tea.
Oh, the green tea.
Adam Benson, this is green tea. Yeah. Green tea. Like, we had one of those in a Kit Kat.
We were drinking whiskey sours, and this was like a sweet whiskey drink.
Mm, it was so good.
And we found out that it's meant to be a shot.
We were drinking big
and
cups
we
of
had a massive cup each. And we got off with 2 drinks and ended up sat on a bench for about an hour, drunk as fuck, chatting just utter bollocks, drinking these
it's like
two
hobos.
Drinks. I'd like to make a point. I'd like to make a point. This was about 1 p.m.
Oh, yeah, this is like 1 in the afternoon.
So this was our first full day there.
Yeah, no, we were trashed.
And then we went for a very... very fancy meal that night. Went to Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Well, this is the thing. I saw the picture of this. Ooh. And I saw the scallops.
Yes.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's Hell's Kitchen. Because I love Hell's Kitchen. I actually love watching it. I watch every series and I've wanted to go forever.
Scallops were a big point of the TV program.
It's one of the main.
You're telling me I've watched every series, my friend? I'm a fucking Hell's Kitchen nerd. Yeah.
We got the set menu, which is the scallops, the beef Wellington,
and the sticky toffee
pudding, a wine pairing.
I can't even imagine how good a Ramsay sticky toffee pudding is.
Holy fuck.
It's big as well. It's not like in England where you get like a shot glass.
It's so light and fluffy inside, but oh my God, it was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
The beef Wellington was incredible.
Yeah, that's the thing I was super jealous of because I've seen
that.
That was the first night.
And it's like, where can you go from there? McDonald's?
Yeah, chip shop. I think they did have
a Gordon Ramsay chip shop, but
fish and chips in America aren't that good.
Did you have to book for Ramsay's then?
We booked Ramsay's in March.
Yeah, we booked.
And it was stacked to the rafters. Well, it's a single story, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not a kind of walk-in vibe.
No, definitely not.
Go to a little digital screen and put your order.
Even for like your breakfast, you have to book.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was insane.
You mean general places?
Anywhere that we went to this place called Hashagogo.
Yeah. That's
we
like
tried
country
to get
American
in
breakfast.
3 days in a row, and we went up the escalator and down the escalator.
You can't see the queue at the bottom.
Yeah, you get to the top and you see the queue and all the people sat around, and the queue is just people waiting to check in, and then there's loads of people sat around waiting for a table.
So you called it the magical escalator ride. Yeah. And we're off the magical escalator ride, you go up. And then turn left and left again.
Did it become tradition?
Yeah,
it became
tradition. Like, pretty much daily every tradition. Morning
on
for like 3 days.
Day.
We finally got in.
And then we had really strong spiked coffee with it.
Oh, like
so a cold brew coffee. But it had Baileys in it. Because that's
for
what you have at breakfast. Yep, that was about 8 a.m.
Yeah, well, that's
what we do. I can't do that.
I had beer with the cheapest place to get.
Even on holiday, I can't do
that.
Boring.
Couldn't have a Baileys for breakfast. Fuck.
We went to that. Breakfast place in Paris on the second day.
Oh, yeah, Mon Abba Gabby.
We had some Bloody
Mary. Paris?
There's a hotel called Paris.
And it's all set out as if
you'll never guess which country it's themed on.
Uzbekistan.
Venezuela.
It's got an Eiffel Tower out
there. Yeah, we had Eggs Benedict with Bloody Marys. Spicy Bloody Marys.
Oh, they were good.
Spicy Bloody Mary.
He said, do you want them spicy? And I went, not really. So God knows what it'd be like if it was the full spice version, because it would burn in my back of my throat.
They were good, though. It was fucking good breakfast. Yeah.
At any point, if you stop walking, it costs you money in Vegas. We've decided that walking was
the
only free
walking
thing.
Was the only thing you could do that was free.
If you're trying to hydrate, feed.
Because everything is there to be like, ooh,
if you stop for a second, money just leaves your wallet.
somehow it just disappears.
Evaporates
from
the wallet.
It's just gone.
And it's just like, you're up and then you're down. Not emotionally, but financially. Like, at one point, I had $600 chips, $600 worth of chips in my hand. And by that evening, that had gone.
Seagulls came and stole them.
The seagulls being the casinos.
We lost money in every casino there.
Yeah.
You were $2,000 up at one point, were you?
Absolutely not.
I thought you were.
No, the first night, I played $1 spin, and I won $200. So that set my expectations way too high.
I played a 50-cent spin and got $85.
Yeah, that was the biggest ratio win.
It was like, yes. At one point, I was on a machine and I won like $400 or $500. And then,
so were you just doing machines largely, or tables, or everything? Or
the game plan was to win money on the slots to then play on the tables, and I went against my game plan and just lost money on all of it.
Your tables mainly are like $25 minimum bet. Yeah.
So that scares me.
So within a minute, you could lose $200.
$200, no time.
If you sit at a bar, it's got a slot machine in the bar.
Like a little digital one.
So you play that.
So you can play blackjack or poker or slots on it.
The theory I've come up with
is just there. So you're just like wandering hands and you're like, shit, I'm losing money back.
You sit down and you put $20 in and they'll comp that drink.
Yeah,
well, I'll just play this for a bit. And then you're like,
so your $11 drink actually then costs $20. But you could have won that. You could have won money on it. That's what gambling is.
It's the gamble.
So if you stop walking, you're charged for it. The week was this. Getting home was shit because my body decided to fight against all the food and drink for the entire week.
Oh, you had a bad flight back.
Halfway through the flight on the way home. And I was sat at the window, which meant there was two other people to get past. Too urgent. You know that story we talked about in the last episode? I was nearly that person.
Now this is a long time ago.
The
diarrhea.
Down,
diarrhea. Gotcha, whatever that was.
So
Benson had a bad time.
And the spill. So for some reason,
did you make the plane stop?
I got to the toilet.
I'd have to do Sam's top five again, wouldn't I? And include you.
So for some reason, when you get served a hot meal, it contains boiling water within the meal. And cabin crew poured the boiling water.
Was it a pot noodle?
It was a pot noodle with chicken and mash.
It was bad, man. It was the worst meal I've ever
had. It's meant to be sealed when you get it, but mine wasn't. And I can't describe this really, but the tray was passed over on an angle, and the hot water just poured onto me, and she just went, "Do you want another one?" I was like, "What, another one? Skin?
Do you want me to pour some more boiling hot water on you?"
And
yes, please.
They came around with a second meal, and I went, "Absolutely not." So, the flying wise, I wasn't that impressed with British Airways for the first time I flew. Oh, they ran out of water 20 minutes into a 10-hour flight. I went, "Can I have a bottle of water?" No, run out. It's like, what is this?
Well, that's because you were being lame, obviously. You're like, there's a Heineken, shut the fuck up.
No, they ran out of alcohol the way out.
Oh, yeah. The guy
said to me, this plane always runs out, this plane specifically, this plane always runs out of alcohol. And I was like, would it not make sense to stock more than, or stop using this plane? And they went, yeah, but you're all flying to Vegas. I was like, but stock enough alcohol.
Let's get us drunk.
So,
it was funny.
It's carnage. We saw the Sphere, which has been going viral now because it opened the day after we left.
Yeah,
we saw the outside.
Opened with you two. Fucking idiots.
No, we were there.
Well, hey!
Yeah, funny.
That would have been great if it had opened with you two. Coming live from the Sphere in Las Vegas, we've got 2/3 of the Killer Rabbit podcast, everybody! Yeah, my God, it's Adam and Benson! Oh my God, it's Adam and Benson! Oh my God!
We've got this massive TV behind me. Oh, it goes all around.
Sam, I bet you regret not coming now.
Yeah, you didn't get to see you three. Highlight was Cirque du Soleil, the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Love Cirque du Soleil. Incredible.
Fucking amazing.
We got upgraded seats. We were at the back. We got the cheapest seats because it's all right in that.
It's massive. It's big. Massive. You know, they're all way up and down.
And
so
then they went, really sorry, your seats aren't available. We're going to have to upgrade you to the front.
So really sorry.
Yeah, really sorry.
You see, British Airways have been, we're really not sorry, but your flight's cancelled.
Yeah. Really sorry, but you got to sit on the roof. You won't actually be able to see any
of
the
circus. Hold on tight. We're going to give you 30 minutes of oxygen.
Yeah. Can I at least have a bottle of water? No!
$20.
We've run out.
So the only time it was safe to sit down and not lose money was watching Cirque du Soleil.
That's what you think, but they had little pickpockets running around just taking the odd dollar out.
Well,
of
you do
pocket.
Buy stupid drinks before you go.
Yeah, it's $20 drinks to get in.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, $20 drinks is just normal if you're getting a cocktail.
Yeah, it's still a pretty crazy place. And they're building all the F1 stuff, so that was everywhere.
Where's F1 going there?
F1's there in November for the first time, but half of the strip's closed for. Because it's
that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It's going to be mental
having sporting events in Las Vegas.
They're going to make
like the Mint 500.
They have a NFL stadium and a baseball stadium. Why not just add an F1 track to one of the busiest?
Do they have teams? I didn't.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
They only formed a couple of years ago. But yeah, the baseball. I don't know much about baseball or American football, to be honest. But I do know about F1.
Mm.
And even though
the cars go vroom, vroom, vroom.
Well, what happened? They have to move.
That's as much as I
they
know.
They have to move fast enough to not accidentally put $20 into a slot machine. So it's a good inspiration for
those drivers will spend the least money in Vegas out of anyone ever.
Yep. While making the most as well.
Exactly.
Like, however much they get paid.
So yeah, our American tour was pretty awesome.
Good.
Thanks for holding down the fort. Yeah, you did an excellent job with the posts on social media. With no hashtags, and
no subtitles.
No subtitles.
I couldn't work out subtitles.
There's a little button that says captions.
No, I pressed on there, and it had the option for me to type them in.
Yeah, no, but you don't type them in manually. It auto generates them, and it always does.
So we're teaching Sam on the podcast how to post things on social media because it was hilarious though when I saw it. I was like, oh, brilliant!
He's laughing.
Done everything wrong.
We were laughing, and then went for a drink.
But to be fair, Sam does a great job on our. Twitter profiles.
X. Sorry, it's an X.
No. I'm calling it Twitter. Twitter. Out of protest.
It is Twitter. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back. Anyway.
But I can tell you more about British Airways and this company that I now hate, because I've got a story about British Airways, and I think this is a really good segue into it. I did already have it lined up whilst we're in Vegas, ready to talk about, and then one of our listeners actually tagged us all in on Twitter about it. So shall I go through that story now? Because this is just this is just how professional British Airways is. So one of the pilots, Mike Beaton, which I think is a great name.
It's good.
Was sacked by British Airways because he didn't cancel a flight for some he was sacked by British Airways and banned from flying after having a cocaine binge the night before flying a A380, which is the biggest super jumbo jet in existence.
Any other plane, it'd been fine, though.
No, any other plane. F737, you actually have That's to take fine. Cocaine yeah, to fly
it's
it.
It's recommended. Yeah.
So this is a classic story of someone who thinks he's bigger than everyone else, and he was boasting about it via SMS text message to one of the cabin crew on the flight, showing off that he'd been taking lines of cocaine from a female's body.
Where specifically?
A topless woman. It's I don't know. Could have been anywhere. Could have been her nose.
It's from her boobies. It says on a different article.
He's like a Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
Now that's a proper article. That's answering it. The questions that we
Answer
need to
the
know.
Question. It was from the boobies.
It was from the boobies, which is the classic place for pilots to fly from. And this cabin crew, Stuart, they call her stewardess in this newspaper, which is a really outdated term, but you know.
What paper are you fucking reading from? Okay.
So the stewardess actually then dobbed him in. Rightfully so. Normally I'd say, you know, snitches get stitches.
Whistleblowing.
Because she was going to be on the flight as well. You do not want someone high on cocaine flying a plane that big.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have had this conversation before, though, about what can you do drunk?
They always have their, we've mentioned it multiple times, but they're the classic. Pilot chilled out voice where they
and he's like, we're finally found it.
Hold on, guys.
Somebody get some Mutt LaCroix on here.
You hear it in the background.
After takeoff, he sat at the bar and like, aren't you meant to be flying? He's like, oh my god,
running down.
Maybe that's why they sound like that. Maybe they've been on like a 4-day cocaine and they're just like, guys.
Is there like having to turn down the sound of the plane to get the hang of?
Turn the engines off, it's too loud.
But this is now, I'm thinking, how many times has this happened before? And with other pilots and stuff? I reckon it's a regular occurrence.
Pilots are crazy.
It's not something that you're just going to do once and then tell a stewardess about. It's going to be standard behavior in it.
Yep, so that was, I thought it was an interesting thing to bring up about how shocking that company clearly is, that it would hire someone who shows off about taking cocaine the night before flying from Johannesburg.
I reckon there's a lot of people out there that do high pressure, scary jobs. Like
on cocaine.
On all kinds of shit.
Yeah, on all kinds of
not
shit.
Not drug dealing, though. Drug dealers tend not to.
Oh, no, they're straight-laced. Yeah, straight down
yeah they're straight down the middle. They don't want to get high on their own supply. Do
exactly.
They?
They're just a passenger on a flight.
Yeah, I reckon you get like doctors and surgeons and stuff that
yeah, I reckon so.
Coked off the face or yep, whatever probably. It happens to be. You just don't want to know about it, do you?
I wouldn't think it would give you a steady hand right. there, like a surgeon.
No, I wouldn't have thought that.
Like
a
stitch that's got like a big smile.
Oh, shit!
He's completed this transplant in 14 minutes.
He's like,
the edge is very jagged, though.
He's saying to the nurse, scalpel, yeah. Bump.
He seems to have removed four other organs that didn't need to come out.
Why these are all just unnecessary organs. I've taken them out now. We're doing a whole body fucking removal on this guy.
The arm is on the hip. And the penis is on the head.
He's going to change him up.
Treating it like a car when it's like, well, I'm getting the brake disc done. I've got to get the pads done as well at the same time.
The whole thing
yeah,
done.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Let's fucking rip it all out and start
appendix,
again.
Appendix, tonsils, get rid of them.
Rip it out, clean it all up, put it back in a different order. Perfect. It's like a watch.
I've done a great surgery, just like, ah, everything hurts.
I've done a great job removing this arm. Doctor, that's your own arm that you've removed. Fuck! So there you go. High-powered cocaine jobs. Tories? I mean, that's not really a dangerous or high-powered job.
Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous to other people.
It's dangerous to everyone else, not to them.
It's dangerous to other people, but it's not dangerous to them.
Prime Minister is not a high-powered job.
not anymore. It's just a joke. It's a joke position.
It is a joke.
It's a ceremonial position now.
Politics!
Politics. Sports. Vegas.
Sammy's middle section of seediness.
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 It's Sammy's section. Middle of the podcast. I do different things. So sit down and get ready. You don't actually have to sit down. You can stand up if you want, or you could be walking or running. It's completely up to you. Anyway, this is Sam's section. It's the middle part of the podcast. Where I do something a little bit different, and this time, because it's our unofficial Vegas special, I've brought a Vegas-themed fact hunt
for your
very ears. And guess what? I'm going traditional.
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 Traditional Vegas.
Two lies and one fact.
Yes.
Are we going to?
We've got three little statements and one's a fact. It's a mini mystery waiting to be cracked.
It's fact.
Does that mean you've got a theme tune to play?
I do in a moment. Yes.
Stop ruining the surprise, Benson.
Oh, there's no surprise.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to pit you against each other. I'm expecting you both to get it absolutely
I think we
right.
should fight against Sam.
No.
Stand up and fight.
Stand up and
but
fight.
I know the answer. Stand up and fight. I know the answer.
Oh, so, yeah, that's a good point. He already knows. He's got a slight
he's gonna
advantage.
Beat us.
But I remember once doing a
we'll
fact
just
hunt
fight
where
him,
was one of you got the fact wrong. And then was, oh, shit, no, you did get it right. And I got it wrong.
Yes.
I think that might have been on the show that never existed.
Oh, was it?
Never
oh,
existed. Never.
Possibly.
Play the fucking theme, Queen. Are your skills sharp or are they blunt? If you don't know the answer, just put up a front. We've got three little statements and one's a fact. It's a mini mystery waiting to be cracked. It's fact hunt. Lovely stuff. Thank you. Know, the more I listen to that theme tune, I think it says something else at the end.
Well, it says fact hunt, doesn't it? I don't know why.
You're a fact hunt.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but it says it.
You're a fact hunt. I'm a fact hunt.
We're all fact hunts together. Thanks very much, Tiff Miller, there, for doing the theme tune, as ever. Go check him out. YouTube him. He's got lots of many discernible talents, such as throwing things and being a very cool guy.
And knowing people who do makeup.
Videos.
Who does it? It's a
who
mystery.
Who does the makeup?
My sister.
Who does the makeup?
That's so vague.
So Vegas.
If you will.
I will. Good. So, yes, this fact hunt, if you've never heard it before, it's strange that you're coming in at episode 30, you weird bastards.
Well, you might as well start off with a round number.
Yeah. Why not? So, this is the fact hunt where I will prevent you from triumphing in the fact hunt. And I'll present three statements about a given subject, which is, of course, on the unofficial Las Vegas special all about Las Vegas. So I'll give you three statements, one of which is a fact, two have been fabricated by my very own brain.
Liar. Make up lies.
You didn't use your magical lies book of subfuse. Facts.
No, I completely made two of them.
All of them. Yes. you gave it away.
So you're not working together on this one. I'm pitting you against each other.
Do we need some trash talk then? If we're trash playing talk. Again?
I don't know if I've got the relevant button. Trash. Yes, I do. So
God, you can fit in three bins.
On the last episode, the trash talk got a bit much, I think.
I'm going to put you in a green bin bag.
It was a bit uncomfortable sitting between you as you were...
There was a lot of tension.
At each other's throats. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was pretty horrible. So if you could tone it down a little bit this week with the trash talk.
Well, you have slightly blonde hair.
Fucking hell. Did you not hear what I just said?
I thought you were being...
Opposite day.
I thought you were opposite daying.
Well, sorry. You are wearing a hoodie.
Guys, oh, fucking hell. I should not.
Just read the statement, sir. Right. I don't like trash talk anymore.
There'll be no more trash talk because this is just getting out of hand.
I love how you know the timing of it now as well. You're pressing it about fucking 2 seconds before.
Me and this machine are in perfect sync.
Apart from the applause. And the next time you do something like that.
Yeah, it brings comedy though, doesn't it?
So much comedy.
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 Right, here we go then. Three statements about Las Vegas.
Are we going?
You have to tell me which one is going, the true
one. The true one.
The truest one.
The truest of the true.
Well, shall we put a gentleman's bet on that we've already discussed whichever the fact is?
Ooh.
Whilst we were there, we discussed a lot of facts about Vegas.
Oh, did you?
When we were being given shots. Well, cup-sized shots.
Full 20-ounce shots.
Yeah, 20-ounce shots.
Well, I reckon you're both going to get the answer then.
Is it about an aeroplane?
Yeah, probably not. I forgot a lot of what we were told.
You do fry your brain cells whilst you're there, that's true.
Yeah, you fry everything.
Is it about a plane?
No.
Okay, well,
we're about to find out.
Okay, now you're going
to read them out.
I'm still waiting for you to just, read them out.
Okay, here we go. So statement number one, please.
Number two.
Underneath the glittering strip of Las Vegas live some 2,000 so-called mole people. Some of the tunnels they inhabit are directly below Vegas's most extravagant hotels and casinos. Statement number two. The record for the most days spent in the Bellagio penthouse was 462, costing Moroccan businessman Farouk Nabet almost $2
million.
And statement three, some 300 marriages a day happen in Vegas. One of the most famous was between Johnny Depp and Cameron Diaz after a drink-fueled night on the set of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The marriage was annulled just 2 days later. Those are your three statements. Go.
Are we meant to pretend we don't know which one it is?
Let's work out the maths then. So for the second one,
Bellagio penthouse for 400.
It's a year and a quarter that ish.
No, it's nearly. It's
year
nearly
and a half.
400 days. Yeah, year and a bit. Yeah,
year and a bit. And it was $2 million.
462
days. 462 days. You're looking at more than £1,000 a night.
Way more than that. For a penthouse. Bellagio.
So if it was 10,000 a night, that'd be $4.5 million. Do you get a special rate if you stay for over a year?
Yeah, bollocks. I reckon it'd be at least $10,000 a night.
Yeah, for a bit for the Bellagio especially.
Yeah, I reckon that one's utter tosh.
Utter tosh.
Mm-hmm. What was the last one?
As for Fear,
Cameron Diaz.
As for Fear and Loathing.
They were both in that movie.
They were, but they didn't film it in Vegas.
They did film it in Vegas.
No. A lot of it was filmed outside of Vegas.
Oh, no. But it was based upon Circus, but they didn't want the name put in it.
It was based in Vegas, but a lot of it was filmed elsewhere, like in LA and stuff. So unless they got drink-fueled and then travelled to Vegas, got married. You say 300 a day?
Yeah.
We saw a lot whilst we were there.
We saw so many marriages.
But some people walk around as a bride and groom.
Were they fucked up?
No, some people walk around dressed up. And then you take a picture of them, and then they go, $20.
They're not actually getting married.
Is that because you've stood still to take the picture?
This is it. As soon as you stand still, some showgirls will come around and be like, oh, yeah, $20, take
the photo. Crosswalk. The crosswalks are the most dangerous place because you have to stand still legally while you're waiting to cross.
You've got to get in the middle of that crowd.
Can you not just walk around in a small circle?
If you get in the middle of the crowd, you're all right.
You're all right, yeah.
But if you're on the outside, they're going to try and get you with something like CDs. Oh, clicky,
yeah, they
clicky
try
men.
Offering you CDs. They go, do you want a free CD? And then you grab it off them.
And
you don't grab it.
Give me some money.
They force it into your hand and then they go, and now I need a $20 donation to him, to themselves.
It's like the people that clean your windows at traffic lights and then go, £5, please.
Or they break your window. Or stab you with a rusty needle. Mm. But yeah, that along with the prostitutes and the showgirls that all charge a fortune. It's crazy, crazy world.
How many hoes did you get?
So many. I can't even count. Because again, you stop walking.
And then they're there.
And then they're there.
Oh my God, I just got a blowjob.
However,
£500, but oh, damn.
Your first statement about the mole people
is the correct one.
Is the correct one, and I know exactly why it exists. So they have huge sewage systems or like run up like the water thing. I don't know. What do you call them? You know, like the drains, all the drains for the water.
Storm drains.
Yeah. Massive storm drains. And they're all gated off. Now, Vegas, unsurprisingly, has a huge homeless problem because people move there to try and win the life savings and they lose everything. Now, to stop them all living on the streets, what happens is the homeless people break open the gates into the storm drains and then the government just let them carry on doing it. And they all go live down there. There's a mayor. I'm not joking. There's a mayor of the mole people. And there's other people. You know, they have like a full...
It happens in a number of cities across America.
Because it never rains, it's very safe down there for them. If they think it is going to rain, the government come and clear them all out. And then they just go back when it stops raining. So that is the fact.
It is
100% the fact, yeah.
But yeah, and it does run under the big casinos.
See, I'd never heard of that one before, which is why I thought it's going to be difficult to try and catch you out on this one. But
The mole people one.
They come up to the street surface every now and again, and there's so many methods.
Oh, yeah.
You walk down a bit of Vegas that isn't like the very, very public bit, you're getting stabbed.
Stabbed in the
stabby stab.
Whilst they clean your windows, even though you're not in a car. Now, we will go, even though we're pitting against each other, I will go for statement one. What are you going for?
I reckon statement one.
Okay, well, let's go through them and let's find out. Let's get some tension building in here. So, number three, there are some 300 marriages a day, but Johnny Depp and Cameron Diaz wouldn't. Yeah, they were in the film. You're correct. But
did they get married ever?
No.
Oh.
No.
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 No marriage.
No.
So the Bellagio penthouse one. There was some science behind this.
Okay, what was the science?
I googled how much is a Bellagio penthouse, and it was like between $2,000 and $4,000 a night. So
okay.
I worked that out over the 462, which I plucked from my ass. I worked it out over that, and it was about $1.6 million. I added a bit more on as well to make it a bit more.
What did
plausible.
You call the guy?
Farood Nabet.
And you made that up.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Nabet, I know, was a Moroccan footballer. And Farood just sounded a bit Moroccan. So.
Farood is on fire.
He is. He doesn't exist, but he probably does.
He was on fire in imagination land.
Yeah, I bet there's a
There was a businessman. There's a world record for the guy who lost the biggest amount of money in Vegas. And Bellagio Caesars, one of the big ones, gave him a penthouse because of how much money he was bringing in each day. And he lost all of it. And this was like an oil tycoon level billionaire guy. And I think he lost like $450 million in a span of 2 weeks.
Wow.
How much bad luck can you get?
As part of this, I did look up which was the biggest bet ever placed. And it was coming up as a guy called William Bergstrom. Mm.
Right.
If I'd have gone for that, would you have heard
biggest
of him?
Bet ever placed or won?
Well, no, biggest bet ever placed. And he was known as the Phantom Gambler. And he went in with a suitcase with $777,000 in a suitcase, which is $2.76 million present day money, because it was in 1984.
That's a lot,
right?
So he staked one of the biggest bets, and he decided if he didn't win, he was going to kill himself.
So he's not just put his money on the line.
He's
put his life on the line.
That. But he won. Hooray! Yay! So he got loads of money and went travelling, then went back and did it again. And he won again.
Oh, no way!
So he then went back and then he did it again and he lost and he killed himself.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Once you've bet 700,000 twice, you stop at that point.
Yeah, you probably
what was the odds like?
That's
one
like playing Russian roulette and just thinking, I'll just have another one.
Give
me another go.
So you're on chamber five. I'm going.
I like my odds, you know.
I wonder how much he won, because if the odds were really low, so it was 778,000 that he made back.
No, he basically doubled his money. It was on some kind of craps or something.
Some kind of craps. Craps is just
a single game.
It says
blackjack, roulette. Red or black?
Don't pass line in craps. Oh, yeah, I don't know what that means.
So that's your starting bet to play the game.
So that's just the bet that you play.
They don't even have a chip that's 777,000.
That was probably
They probably just had a pile of chips.
The whole table's just full of chips.
Well, it's really tense, isn't it? Because we don't know what's going to happen in the fact hunt yet. So,
breaking news.
Yeah. So, statement number one, the first one about the mole people.
The mole people.
Here we go. That one is... it's true!
Oh, yeah, we both win.
We are the Vegas pros.
We are the winners.
Well done. Yay. Congratulations. Yeah, mole people. That's a bit horrible, isn't it? Calling them mole people.
Oh, do you want to call them homeless
people?
They
could be called homeless bums.
Yeah. Could be the bums of...
Subterranean homeless bums.
Subterranean people sounds pretty cool.
The mutants.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
What would you call them?
Yeah, apparently there's people that aren't even... They've like made the homes in there as well. They've got beds, furniture, and there's a full society.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not joking. There is a mayor.
Proper.
And they vote the mayor in and stuff like that. It's got a better political system than all of America. Apparently Biden sent some people down there to find out how to run America more effectively. And they said they've got
a thriving economy of the mole people.
They have nothing to sell or buy. Some of them go out and then
they
fish in the bins for food and then they bring that down. That's gold.
That's almost trash talk, that.
Almost.
Almost. Not quite.
There's a lot of trash digging. You see a lot of people. In fact, some of the bins...
Freegans.
Is that what they call them?
People who take things from bins. Freegans.
Oh, I wouldn't need bin burgers.
That sounds good, though. A bin burger...
Concept sounds great, but the physicality of it is disgusting.
It's not food. They're not taking food. They're just taking stuff that people throw out.
Bin stuff.
You can find some pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I've been bin diving.
Sam just checks the odd skip now and again.
Yeah,
we're talking about bins a lot here for a podcast that specifically does not talk.
Don't do trash talk.
The last time we had a skip on our driveway.
Oh, right.
Please tell me
you went skip diving in your own skip.
Oh, my God.
Look
what's
at all this stuff I found. I just got rid of this.
This has my name on it.
I've changed my mind. I want it.
The skip gets moved inside.
Every day I'd go out to put something in the skip. I'd notice that something was taken from the day before.
Yeah, people will rob stuff.
We once left a defunct gas cooker out on the street. It was gone within 2 hours.
The scrap metal people, they love it. But yeah, people were just coming into the skip and taking loads of stuff.
But what if you were using the skip to move your items somewhere else?
Why would you use the skip for that?
What if somebody stole a bin? What if somebody stole your skip? Never mind a bin. Level up.
Look at this skip, mate.
You know what?
If you left a skip inside a skip? So I was like, well, it's in a skip, so that means it's mine.
In an unusual turn of events, this has become
trash talk. So let me do an impersonation of Tiff. So all right, you're in your fucking boxers right when you get. Well, you might not be in your boxers. All right, and you had a skip night before, and when you wake up, skip's gone. What do you do? Go and see someone who's got a skip and box their head off and start fighting mush. Fucking hell. Pretty accurate.
Pretty good, I would say. What do you think of this, Tiff?
So would you rather have your recycling bin stolen or an entire skip? Who owns... You know when you pay for a skip? Who's responsible for the skip remaining there until they come and collect
if
it?
If someone steals the skip when it's on your driveway, are you going to have to pay?
Puts it in a bigger skip.
I've seen them transport empty skips stacked up there.
Yeah, that's it. That means everything above that bottom skip.
When you want to throw your skip away.
Yeah, exactly. What happens? Do you put in a skip? A skip for skips.
Imagine a skip.
Russian doll of skips.
Imagine a skip company where they don't come and collect it again. So you fill it up. You know, well, at least it's not in the house anymore. But I can't pack my car on the drive now.
Just gets taller and taller. The skip pile. What is there a big skip for skips?
Yeah, you can get different size skips.
Yeah, if you go true. To the tip, there's a lot of skips in the tip.
There is a lot of skips in the tip.
I don't know if there's a skip in the tip, skip.
But is there a skip in the tip?
This trash talk is getting very out of control.
We need to get out of here. Go!
My story time.
Your story time.
My story time.
It's not
That's
Gary's.
The one.
Not Gary's story not Gary. Time. Gary
who the fuck's Gary?
Gary's make it. He sits there every fucking week, Benson.
Well, he's not here this week.
He's not make there. It. I've just made a shocked noise as if I was there, but you're saying he isn't there.
Yo, it's like the
well, I can see him.
Okay,
so
Sam.
So freaking confused.
Of course you can.
Gary, you'll have to wait until next week, maybe.
You can do a story next week.
Oh, please. No, Gary, we've talked about this.
Oh, please.
Gary.
Oh, okay.
We'll speak to HR.
Okay.
You're here for work experience only. One day we'll get you on the podcast.
You won't be called Gary if you're doing work experience. Doesn't mean a Gary since like 1998 or something.
They don't name them Gary anymore.
He's an older work experience guy.
He's like 50.
Yeah. Gary, what school year are you in? 11.
I don't think you are.
I don't think it's work experience, you know.
I think you're a nonce.
Who's he noncing here? You, Benson.
You don't nonce 24/7. You have a day off.
He's got this job here to nonce.
No, he's trying to...
Outside
he's
of
expanding
it?
His network.
He's trying to nonce little Timmy, the other guy in the other corner.
Oh, that yeah. one there.
Hi, guys. Shut up, little Timmy.
Shut up, or we'll put Gary over there.
No, please.
That's right. Killer Rabbit Podcast threatens imaginary people with imaginary nonces.
Don't ruin the illusion. Now, you fucked the whole thing.
And they disappeared for you now.
This is the wonder of podcasting. That we can create these worlds and... People can live inside the theatre
the
in their minds.
Yeah. Nonce world. Sam, is that what you're creating? Nonce world.
Gary and little Timmy. It's a love story waiting
to happen. It sounds like the sequel
to... It sounds like
to,
a Shakespearean fucking
it's
romance.
It's the sequel to Christmas Carol.
I was going to say the sequel to Romeo and Juliet.
It could be the sequel to that.
Christmas Carol was pretty noncey.
Yeah,
we had
very
old guy
true.
Breaking into people's
noncy
bedrooms
ghost.
To say... Let's show you your past. I'll give you my fucking...
Well, Scrooge wasn't a child, so I wouldn't really say it was nuts.
Just rapey.
Also, it was his ex-colleague.
I think I've confused the story of...
Scrooge was
Carol
like stood outside windows
I
looking
thought
in
Scrooge,
at kids.
I thought it was Scrooge. Yeah.
His version is Scrooge breaks into little Timmy's bedroom. Look at you with your broken fucking leg and your crutch. Here's a bad fucking dream.
He's mixed up fucking Christmas Carol with fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And a new BFG and like and numerous other fucking books.
Now what happens is Scrooge breaks into the fucking house where Charlie's in bed with his grandparents.
Marley brings the chains down and then Bob scratches his cock. And then he goes to the past and then goes to the future. Oh no, you don't do any of that bollocks. You just fucking... I'm not gonna...
I think you'd leave that one there, will you?
Adam, have you got a story?
How inappropriate can this get?
Adam, have you got a story? And Benson, like, Sam's reimagination of Christmas.
I do have a story. I mean, after all of this, I don't think we need it. But no, I'll go. I'll go for a story. It's actually, I mean, it's definitely not noncy. It's about...
Teacher gets arrested.
Gary's in the corner going, no.
Sorry, Gary. It's about crocodiles.
Yay! Says little Timmy.
So, did you know... It's about crocodiles. You know what... Do you know what turns crocodiles on?
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yes.
Gary!
Reimaginings of the Christmas Carol.
Eating nonsense. No.
What,
come on then, Sam. You said yes.
If
you do.
I was to titillate a crocodile.
How would you titillate a crocodile?
What I would do is give its little scales a tickle.
Where?
Just.
On its tail?
No, just. Well, sort of its neck.
No, you're wrong.
Oh.
What about its teeth? I heard you.
You're going to get eaten. You're not going to seduce the crocodile.
You were leading me on there.
You tickle.
When
tickle
he said where, I was like, ooh.
Tickle
the teeth.
Yes.
No, you would just get eaten. You wouldn't turn on the crocodile.
Do you turn it upside down?
Just flip it over.
I can't imagine they're that useful upside down. Maybe they can roll over. It's turtles.
I mean, they do death rolls. I assume they can roll.
Though. That's the water.
That's true. No, they do them on land.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they like nibbling on their ear? Do they have ears?
They have ear lobes. They have holes, don't they? But they don't have lobes.
I can't imagine the holes. I can't imagine this.
Do you know where the eyes are?
Yeah.
It's just like a little slit behind
the
eye.
If you imagined the holes more, maybe you'd be able to titillate them.
Do you finger bang it in the vaginas?
Just going straight there. What's wrong with a little kiss boy?
Did you just pluralize vagina?
They have two.
No, they don't.
They have female. Crocodiles. Yes, they do. These no, are fact. Female crocodiles. Have
I
two
need to
genes
check this fact
because
now.
The born.
I'm not having
the
this.
Born has both sexes, and some of them, one of the penis falls
no,
off.
I'm not,
too.
No, I'm not having it.
Bear in mind, they're a reptile. Think about it, Sam. Do reptiles have vaginas?
I think he's chatting shit. I think he's chatting shit. I can't find anything about two vaginas on a crocodile.
Reptiles don't have any vagina.
Shall we ask the bullshit cow?
Yeah, bullshit cow is it bullshit?
There you
oh, it's bullshit.
Round
it's
of applause
bullshit
for bullshit cow.
Yeah, well done, bullshit cow. There you go. Congratulations. Oh, no.
You can't yeah not.
It wasn't
present
as
again
abrupt as you thought it would
yeah
be.
Yeah, so no, none of those things would turn on a crocodile. However, a low-flying helicopter would.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was my next guess.
I thought you were stopping at loaf, then.
A loaf of bread.
Just throwing yeah bread at them. Yeah. That gets them riled up. No, a low-flying helicopter. So recently, a Chinook helicopter, specifically a Chinook, was flying.
Well, only the Chinook.
They make, I don't know if it's
Apache
only the
they make a very nope specific noise as well.
They do. They're quite...
together,
so,
that was a perfect helicopter noise.
That was
should
the
we
sound
do it again?
Nice. That's it. We make our own sound effects.
We do make our own sound effects. If you'd like to go to Freesound and search for Killer Rabbit Podcast, you will find our whole range of sound effects there, which currently consists of one.
Here's
but
one.
There will be
one.
More.
There will be more. There will
here's
be a helicopter.
Here's the crocodile getting turned on. So if you do the helicopter noise again. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That crocodile getting turned on. So, yeah, as the Chinook flew over the Central Queensland crocodile farm.
You're farming these fucking things.
That's it. It flew over, and all the big males started getting
all
up.
Sorry.
One
all
flew
the
over
big
the
males
croco's nest.
All got up as it flew over, roaring and bellowing up at the sky. And as it left, they had a massive orgy.
All the male ones.
Just all the crocodiles in
the
there.
Helicopters
with
made
the
them
females.
Gay.
That's it. They didn't make them gay,
a
but
croc orgy.
A crocodile orgy ensued after the Chinook flew over, taking photos.
Did it come back to take
Sam, you look disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. I'm intrigued.
He's like, you're intrigued.
Can you
are you going to get involved?
Obviously, I've been doing the wrong thing to turn on crocodiles, as we've already established.
All you need is a low-flying helicopter.
Can you imagine on the next Attenborough programme? And here we have the crocodile orgy where we have to send a RAF Chinook over to really rile them up.
Yeah.
I'm going into the epicenter to get
the
my
epicenter of the croc orgy.
The epicenter of the orgy, where it all came
the
from.
Epicenter's, the, epicenter, that's, the epicenter's the best place.
That's probably the worst epicenter to be
you
in.
You don't want to be in the middle of that, Ben.
Would you rather be in the epicenter of the core of the planet Earth or
a crocodile orgy?
It's a tough one. Probably,
either way, you're going to die.
Yeah. Scaly dicks flying everywhere.
Or scaly
teeth and scaly dicks.
Imagine the amount of vaginas when they're already doubled up anyway. There's thousands of them.
Thousands. Crocodile vaginas.
Of croc vaginas. Of vaginas. And here comes the zebra in hope that he can join. Oh, God.
Oh, no, the zebra's gone.
He has been shagged to death by the teeth of the crocodile.
By the teeth, fucking hell. This whole section's but sorry, Gary. I'm even apologising to the nonce in the corner now. I don't know why we keep inviting this nonsense.
Just leave him out.
Don't
from
use
now
the
on. Maybe just turn him into the police. You invite him.
It was the rabbit that said
you need my nonsense. I can't see the figure that nonsense.
Maybe the rabbit's a nonce.
The BBC never saw figures as high as when
this
they
is
announced
it. We're just trying to get on the BBC. That's all. We just needed nonce
Gary's
to
our
get
scapegoat
on the BBC.
He was hired as the scapegoat.
That's what happened.
Okay, you're gonna get it.
He doesn't need to be a scapegoat.
You're going
to
get a nonce. You're going to get a child.
What are we using him for? What scapegoat are we doing? Are you nonce?
Oh, no. That's oh, no. No, the rabbit.
Spencer's implicating himself in everything. See, BBC, we're ripe.
The planners will get a nonce. And then you'll all come out as nonce.
I don't know whether rabbit sounds like that now. I imagine he's got a huge cigar and he goes, yeah, you got a pagoda.
He's gonna have a fedora as well, a fedora.
This was the plan, see.
See, I like what you're doing, guys, but there's just not enough nonce.
So now you've got full Jimmy Savile.
You've got
enough nonce, mate.
I'm gonna put this guy called Gary in there with you. I'm gonna put him near little Timmy and you're gonna talk about crack oranges. Oh, yes. Oh, fantastic.
I think we need to end this episode at this point. There was a crocodile orgy from a helicopter. That is it. Gary doesn't exist. It's all a figment of someone's fucked up imagination.
I'm off to Australia. Was it in Australia?
Yes, Queensland.
Yeah.
So
Queensland, yeah.
How many crocs were orgying?
It doesn't actually give you the metrics of the crocodile orgy.
What is the number of crocs?
How long do a croc orgy? How many loads were fucking shot? It doesn't say. But it was at a crocodile farm, which suggests there's a fucking lot.
Lot of crocs.
A lot of crocodiles.
And are we saying it's definitely not a coincidence that...
No, so they're basically
maybe it was
said,
the vibration
it's
of the...
So crocodiles are highly vocal. So they'll...
I've never heard
apparently
one.
So. So they use,
that's because you've been eaten by one. Yeah.
Oh, hello there. If you come any closer, I'm going to eat you. Oh, you're a very vocal crocodile. It's lovely to meet you. So my name's Dave, actually.
So they make a lot of low-frequency sounds, and a Chinook does make a low-frequency kind of...
So the translation is, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
A similar effect happens when storms are rolling in.
Storms and sex.
Yeah, so they get turned on by storms and low-flying helicopters.
Silly crocodiles.
Them and me both.
Sam, you've got some.
No wonder they live
in common with the crocodile.
No wonder the species has existed for millions of years. If any low frequency earthquakes, oh, we're shagging tonight.
Just go wild as the earthquake rolls past them and kills a load.
Benson's voice. Oh, yeah.
Don't go near crocodiles.
Yeah, don't.
They'll have you.
In fact, that might make him safe from crocodile attacks.
You'll just turn them all
on. They might just start humping him.
Would you rather be eaten
I would say that's still a crocodile attack, really.
Crocodile
sexual assault.
Not if he consents.
And then it's not a sexual assault, then it's consensual crocodile sex.
Well, that's an adventure to go on, I suppose.
That's the next holiday.
I'll use a Chinook. So, I'll abseil in, see what happens.
How did this news become news? Whoa.
But they all start fucking.
And Queensland, like, oh, we need to tell the local.
Apparently, so this is what they write about
newspaper
in
about this.
And the night was excellent.
That sounds like a perfect story for an Australian audience.
Right. So I am Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Yeah, I'm the head of the crocodile farm. I'm just gonna make.
He gets head at the crocodile farm.
I'm gonna make a little call to the which what was the news source?
The news
Queensland Gazette.
No, it's IFL Science.
IFL, is it?
Yeah. No, he's like, oh, I read that.
I've got a monthly subscription.
Oh, I think it's genuine. It was published yesterday in IFL Science.
All right, so I'm going to call the lead story writer at IFL Science. G'day, mate. It's Simon here. I've got some news for you.
Have you?
You fucking bet I've got some fucking news for you.
I hope you do, because AFL Science only prints the truest of news.
The whatest?
The truest.
Oh, the truest. What percentage of truth does it need to be?
98.3.
Well, I've got a 99er for you, my friend.
A fucking 99er.
We've got a 99er.
Get the alarm bells going.
Somebody on the Chinook.
Right, somebody else appears to be on the line here. Who are you, please?
He's my chief editor. He's my boss.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm going to pass you over to him now.
No.
Of the science.
The science. We edit the science here. We publish the science here. All the science comes through here. Guys, if it's not good science, it don't come through here, all right?
Guys, I'm not the company.
Your accent's changing. This 99's going down very quick.
Guys, I've got the chief editor of the science on.
No, you haven't. Paul, the other one.
This is big time. Right, so...
Who's down the line?
I've no idea what's going on.
Oh, they're at it again.
Four people on his line.
They're started again.
Get off the line, Gary.
Gary, you're not allowed on this. You've been told before.
Get him off the line. Get him off the microphone.
Oh, shit. I'm hanging up now.
I told you not to let him on.
Damn it. So, yeah, I've got a 99.
Oh, we've just gone.
It's just me now. It's all me. That wasn't Simon at
so
all.
So much went on that we've just gone back to normal.
It's a schizophrenic voicemail.
Your accent's changed.
Yeah, sorry about that. So anyway, I've got this story for you, Mr. IFL guy, right? All me fucking crocos have all just had a big fucking ding-dong because of a fucking helicopter.
I don't believe it.
Right, somebody call Attenborough. I just told you, it's a 99er.
Get out Attenborough on the phone. Hello?
Is that actually you, David?
Why are we holding our hands as if we are using a handheld phone?
Because we're on the phone.
I believe you do have seen the Annie, the yearly
the Annie
helicopter shagfest of the crocodiles.
Yeah, not only that, I've got the editor of the science on the same call, just to let you know.
I edit all the science. All the science comes through me. We have spoken before, Amber.
Oh, the science person.
Yeah, all this science comes through me normally anyway.
It's Bill Nye, the science crocodile guy.
So, anyway, fucking
continue.
Big old fucking cocko from the crocos.
Cocko
from the, that's what we call
cocko
it.
Cocko from the crocos.
Yeah, crocs went everywhere.
Yeah, man. They had like four penises each in the seven vaginas, because that's the truth, of course.
I thought it was a 99. You say it was a 99er, mate.
Got dialed into this for a 99er, and you're talking about 4 to 7 penis vagina ratios.
Well, I've got this information directly from Benson, who is
get him on the line.
He is the assistant to the regional editor of the science. So I think his word is pretty legitimate as well.
It's true, David. Why am I putting an accent on?
This is you.
It's true. David,
I've got to play a character in my voice.
David,
just play yourself.
David, it's true. I really appreciate it.
That's all he's saying. Yeah, it's true.
It's really, really true. David.
I can't do my own voice, so I'm just going to say one thing.
Sir David, it's me, Benson, in my normal voice. You don't sound like that, you fat oaf. Oh, David. David, please.
Talking to himself.
You carry on.
Keep doing the voices.
Benson, you're only the assistant to the regional editor of the science. You need to pass me back to the science man himself.
The science man.
But David.
Right, anyway, IFL guys.
Sorry, we forgot about you.
Croco's having a coco. Helicopter in the air. All this fucking kind of low frequency noise.
It's science.
Crazy. Stick it in your fucking website.
Let's
now.
Do it now. It's science. Get do the it. Science man on the science. The writers for the science, they're coming in now.
Can we get an interview with one of the crocodiles?
Yeah, we got one right here. His name's Greg.
Why Greg again?
Greg again. I'm so terrible with names.
Make his
name so terrible
Greg.
With names.
Different name, please. Yeah. We want a different crocodile, not Greg. Name?
Gary, off.
Not Gary
either.
I
told you if you get him on the microphone again, you're fired. You're all fired.
That's how it went. That was a genuine recreation.
It's actually
wasn't a recreation. That was the actual audio.
We got the audio, and that's how it happened. Yeah.
So yeah.
Right, guys, I've got to end the show now.
We really do.
The police are on the way.
We really do.
We've got to shut this whole thing down. Luxie.
Right, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We've had a good time. We hope you have too. And Gary's had a good time. Little Timmy's had a good
Gary!
Time.
No, Gary!
I told you once. I want to tell you again. No, Gary. Gary, you're fired. Get out of here.
That just came out of my mouth.
A fly just exited somewhere.
What do you mean a fly came out of your mouth?
Call the science guy. Get the science guy.
Get science back on the phone now. We got a new story for
somebody
the science.
Somebody call science. Science on speed dial.
Hello, science.
How can we science you today?
A fly left my mouth. Ah, well, I think you need to go to our fly mouth department.
Right. End of the episode.
End it.
Thanks very much for listening. We appreciate it. Come and find us on the socials at Killer Rabbit Pod or email us at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com. Send us stories. Send us confessions. Send us... Oh, that's a new one. Confessions. Send us issues or problems.
It's popped out.
Speak
like a fly.
Yes.
Maybe it was the fly that
the fly
said
the
it.
Confession.
And he was like, I've done my bit.
One of the things I've been asking for is people to send us their problems Flies. And we'll agony uncle it. And I think Mr. Court took that a bit too literally on Twitter, who got in touch to say he's got a flooded passenger footwell in his Citroen Berlingo.
But that's why we have science on speed dial.
This is true, this is true.
I read this, I do have a theory.
Oh, what? You actually do? We're actually giving genuine help to genuine people.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I reckon it's condensation.
You reckon it's condensation?
I reckon it's condensation.
I reckon he lives
on the water. He's got a bare van and he's from the UK, right?
Yeah.
And the inside's all bare and it's just bare metal and because he's trying to treat it. I reckon it's just condensation.
Well, get in touch, Mr. Court. Let us know. Has that solved the mystery of the wet footwell in the passenger side of the 2008 Citroen Berlingo? Because if it has, we're fucking saving lives.
We're on the money.
Yeah.
But yeah, money,
get in
money.
Touch, send us all that stuff, send us a news story, send us stories from your own life that we might find amusing, give us ideas, give us topics for content, whatever you want, just get in touch, say hello, give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. We love you all very much. Thanks for listening. I've been Sam.
I've been Benson.
And I've been Adam.
And he's forgotten his own voice.
David Attenborough, you can't even do it now.
I'm stuck. Hey,
guys,
help me.
Guys, can you come back in? It's the end of the podcast. Please come back in. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Well, you better win this now.